Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. This is Inside the District. It's Monday, September 9th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson. This episode will cover some of the most notable Broadway news from September 3rd through the 9th. The upcoming revival of Othello, starring Denzel Washington, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Molly Osborne, has announced its venue and dates. It will begin previews February 24th at the Ethel Barrymore Theater before an official opening on March 23rd. It will play a limited run through June 8th. This Othello is directed by Kenny Leon. Complete casting will be announced later. Tickets go on sale to the general public September 13th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time at telecharge.com. In casting news, Colombian singer-songwriter Sebastian Yatra will make his Broadway debut this fall as Billy Flynn in Chicago. A Latin pop artist, the Grammy-nominated Yatra has recorded with artists from many different musical genres in his career. He is best known for the chart-topping hits El Psicólogo, Traicionera, and Adios. Yatra will join the company from November 25th through December 22nd. Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history, continues at the Ambassador Theater. Moulin Rouge welcomes three new principals to its Broadway company beginning October 15th. John Cardoza, previously seen on tour with the hit musical, will reprise his role as Christian. Soleil Pfeiffer, who is new to the show, will play Satine. And Pepe Munoz, also a former tour cast member, will take over for Santiago. Cardoza is currently playing younger Noah in The Notebook, which recently announced a December 15th closing. His final performance, alongside Jordan Tyson, who plays his young love interest, is set for October 6th. Pfeiffer, who was last seen on Broadway as the first replacement for Eurydice in Hadestown, most recently played Myrtle in the world premiere production of Gatsby, an American Myth at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Munoz will be making his Broadway debut. Current cast members Aaron Tveit and Joanna Jojo Levesque play their final performances in Moulin Rouge on October 13th. Ricky Rojas left the company on September 8th. Santiago is currently being alternated by two understudies, Alexander Heel Cruz and Ricardo A. Zayas, until Munoz joins the cast. Moulin Rouge celebrates 5 years on Broadway at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. Michael McKean is joining the cast of the upcoming revival of David Mamet's Glengarry Glen Ross, set to open spring 2025. He joins the previously announced Bob Odenkirk, Bill Burr, and Kieran Culkin. McKean starred opposite Odenkirk in the AMC series Better Call Saul. He was last on Broadway in 2017 in Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes. Additional cast members, exact dates, and a venue for Glengarry Glen Ross will be announced later. At just 39 years old each, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul are now officially the 20th and 21st recipients of the coveted EGOT. They join an elite list of individuals that have won at least one Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award in competition. Pasek and Paul accomplished the feat at last night's Creative Arts Emmy Awards ceremony, where they won Best Original Music and Lyrics for the song Which of the Pickwick Triplets Did It, delivered by Steve Martin in Season 3 of the hit Hulu series Only Murders in the Building. They had previously won one of their Tonys and Grammys for their musical Dear Evan Hansen, which recently enjoyed a 6-year run on Broadway. They won their Oscar for co-writing City of Stars with Justin Hurwitz for La La Land. The previous person to achieve EGOT status was Elton John earlier this year. He is set to return to Broadway as a composer this fall with Tammy Faye. In other Emmy news, Carla Garcia also won one of them last night for her choreography for last year's Tony Awards ceremony. Garcia is a Broadway veteran who most recently choreographed the musical adaptation of Days of Wine and Roses. The remaining primetime Emmy winners will be crowned on Sunday, September 15th. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern on your local ABC station. Breaking news from this morning, comedian John Mulaney will return to Broadway this winter in the new play All In, Comedy About Love, written by his Saturday Night Live collaborator Simon Rich. Mulaney will lead a rotating ensemble cast of four actors. The initial company will also feature Richard Kind, Fred Armisen, and Renee Elise Goldsberry. The show is staged as a series of unrelated vignettes about relationships, marriage, and heartbreak. Rich, who will be making his Broadway debut with the production, adapted the play, per the New York Times, from tales that have previously been published in his 10 short story collections and in The New Yorker. The play will also feature original songs written by the indie group The Magnetic Fields. Previews for All In begin December 11th at the Hudson Theater. Opening night has not been announced yet, and it will play a 10-week limited run. Goldsberry will stay in the cast through December 30th. Saturday Night Live's Chloe Fineman will take over for her from January 2nd through 12th. Mulaney, Kind, and Armisen are all expected to stay in the cast through January 12th. Further replacement casting will be announced later. All In is directed by Alex Timbers. The lead producers of the project are Seaview, led by Greg Noble, New Yorker Studios, and Lorne Michaels. Tickets go on sale to the general public September 26th at 10 a.m. Eastern. For more information, visit allinbroadway.com. And finally today, breaking news from late this afternoon. The entertainment industry says goodbye to one of the great ones. Legendary voice actor and EGOT recipient James Earl Jones has just passed away. Known for his instantly recognizable, deep, booming voice, Jones is widely regarded as one of the greatest stage and screen actors of all time. Jones won 3 Tony Awards in his prominent Broadway career, in 1969 for The Great White Hope, in 1987 for Fences, and a special Tony Award for Lifetime Achievement in 2017. The Court Theater on West 48th Street was renamed in his honor in late 2022, but it was Jones's screen work through the decades that made him a global sensation, playing prominent roles in over 200 films and TV shows, including Field of Dreams, The Lion King, Coming to America, Conan the Barbarian, The Sandlot, and most notably, Star Wars, where he provided the iconic voice of Darth Vader. James Earl Jones was 93 years old. May he rest in peace, and may the Force always be with him. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.